finance and economics.
Green investing. Uncle Sam. Dubious green funds are rampant in America.
It is not easy being green. In November, Amundi, Europe's largest investment manager, downgraded most of its €45 billion, that's $47 billion of funds ranked Article 9, the highest grade in the EU sustainability disclosures, to Article 8, or light green. New regulations are forcing many others to recast their wares in less virtuous colours. Nearly one-tenth of all Article 9 funds have left the category since the European Commission tightened its criteria in July. That has exposed European fund managers to accusations of greenwashing, and for some the label is deserved. But new research, published this week in the Review of Finance, an academic journal, suggests American firms are doing worse. When it comes to sustainable investing, Wall Street stalwarts appear to run a fully-fledged laundromat of exaggerated sales pitches and bogus claims. To gauge this, the authors examine funds that have signed up to the UN-sponsored Principles for Responsible Investment, or PRI, a scheme that investment managers can sign up to certify they take account of environmental, social and governance, or ESG, principles when making investment decisions. On the face of it, that is a promisingly large sample. 2,000 investors overseeing $135 trillion of assets now say they will obey the PRI. The problem is that such pledges can mean little. Looking at the period from 2003 to 2017, researchers found no sign that the portfolios of PRI signatories in America had higher ESG scores across a range of metrics than non-signatories. Their peers across the pond scored much higher. There could be a couple of bad apples in Europe, but it's not the entire cart that's rotten, points out Alex Edmonds, a finance professor at London Business School and the editor of the study.